Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. Wedding day, brides, bride maids. Who's paying for the dresses? I say the bride pays for the dresses. You're asking these girls to be in it? You're asking them to be a part of it? You got certain things that you want to have happen? And if you want to ensure it to be exactly the way that you want it to be, then you buy the dress, period.
It sounds easy, right? It sounds simple, but it's not. Because listen, these women you're asking to be a part of your big day are probably your most trusted, closest family members and friends. They know it's special to you. They know there's a lot of expenses that are going into this big day. And I feel like it's not a big deal for the bride maids to, you know, pay.
No, the bride, is, the bride is paying. It's the right thing to do.
How is it the right thing
to
do?
Don't be asking me to be in your wedding and then have me make it to where I need to have to buy a very expensive dress.
But you make it sound like it's a bad thing to be asked to be a part of a wedding. That's like an honor and privilege.
You know, it ain't all that much of an honor.
Then you know what?
Especially when you're asking me to spend money I ain't got.
You know
what? I'm sorry. I'm happy for you, but I ain't all that honored.
Hold on. If I ask you to be a part of my wedding and you don't think I'm special enough for you to buy your own dress, we obviously ain't as tight as I thought we were, and you don't need to be in my wedding.
Yep.
I'll go to the next bridesmaid.
Fine. Congratulations. 869-1093. They're going to agree with me this morning. Go ahead, girl.
I think the bride can help pay for it.
You do?
They're not reasonable. I mean, everybody has bills. Times are hard these days.
That's right. That's right.
Don't nobody really have extra money laying around to spend on an expensive dress when it's going to be worn once and put in the closet.
Thank you. Worn once, probably for no more than 30 minutes to an hour, and then boom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. See, so I agree with you, Hitman.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Have a good day.
See, and that's one of your sister girls telling you that the bride should pay. Hello, Power 93.5. Who's paying for this dress?
Okay, so I got married in Vegas. I had three bridesmaids, and me and my family paid for all my stuff, but my girls, I let them buy any dress that they wanted, and they could spend as much as they want on it as long as it was the same color and the same length.
Great idea. That is a great idea.
Well, because I didn't want to make them wear a dress they didn't want to wear, just because, I mean, I was getting married in Vegas and it was a planned wedding, but I didn't want them to spend $100 on a dress that they're only going to wear once.
Okay, Hitman, can we compromise? Mm-hmm. They pay for their own dresses, but they get to pick out the dress as long as it fits certain criteria.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
I honestly think that I let one of my bridesmaids get her dress off at Amazon, but it was the most beautiful dress that I'd seen. So.
And see, nothing wrong with budgeting.
It kind of depends. If you want them to buy a really expensive dress, you should have to pay for it. But if you'll let them choose what they want to buy, then it's okay.
No, you can buy the dress that goes with the theme of my wedding. You can buy the dress that matches all the other dresses in my wedding. And I will pick a dress that is not that expensive, but this is the dress that you are going to buy.
Bridezilla. We are talking to Bridezilla. Oh, my God.
No, they can wear what they want.
Okay, you know,
thank
it
you.
Worked for you, so that's probably not a bad compromise, okay?
Yes. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
No.
Diva over here.
No, the bride needs to pay for the dresses, and that's all there is to it. You can't have all these different dresses going on. What if she gets a dress that's way badder than yours? I mean, it's just like off the hinges, you walking up in that dress, and one of your bridesmaids got a dress that's just screaming.
Oh, well.
Uh-uh.
Sorry,
no.
I look good.
It's my day. 869-1093. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.